The identification of this perishable body is the greatest obstacle to self-knowledge. To get over this delusion, Vedantic seers have made a detailed analysis of the different bodies, gross and subtle, and systematically proved that the individual soul is not this body, but is identical with the Paramatman or the Supreme Soul. The study of the three bodies, five koshas or sheaths, and the three states of waking, dream and deep sleep, helps you to understand that you are different from all these diverse modifications and that you are the unchanging, constant witness of all these. Constant remembrance and meditation on this knowledge will lead you to the realization of the inner self, which is existence, knowledge and bliss absolute. Tatvamasi Dhavardhan. Oji Anandanarayan?
Yes, Swamiji.
You wanted to know about the koshas and avasthas, is it not? Now listen attentively, don't go to sleep. Each human being has three bodies. They are known as Sthura Sharir, the gross body or physical body, Sukshma Sharir, the subtle body or astral body, Karan Sharir, the seed body or the causal body. I will give you an illustration to make it clear. The shell of the tamarind corresponds to the physical body. The kalp corresponds to the astral body. The seed corresponds to the causal body. That body which is seen by the physical, that which is composed of flesh bones, fat, skin, etc., is the physical body. It undergoes six changes, namely birth, existence, growth, modification, decay and death. The subtle body of the Sukshma Sharir is composed of 17 tattvas or faculties. They are the five Jnanendriyas, five Karmendriyas, five Pranas and the Antakarana consisting of mind and the intellect. The five Jnanendriyas are the organs of knowledge. They are the ear, skin, the eye, tongue and nose. The five Karmendriyas are the organs of actions. They are the organ of speech, hands, feet, anus and the organ of generation. The five pranas are the prana, apan, vyan, udan, and saman. The function of the prana is respiration, inhalation and exhalation. Apana does excretion. Samana does digestion. Udana does the swallowing of the food. It separates the astral body from the physical body at the time of death. Vyana performs the circulation of blood. The antakarana consists of mind and intellect, the subconscious and the ego. Manas, buddhi, chitta, hankar. The mind is the faculty of cognition and perception. The subconscious mind of chitta is the organ of memory. The intellect is the faculty of understanding and willing. The ego is the self-asserting principle. The causal body consists of samskaras and vasanas in a seed state. That is, it contains in a seed form the tendencies and impressions of collected in innumerable births. It is the cause of the other two bodies, so it is called Karan Sharir or causal body. Next we come to the Panchakoshas. Kosha means sheath. The Arannamaya Kosha or food sheath, Pranamaya Kosha or vital sheath, Manomaya Kosha or mental sheath, Vijnanamaya Kosha or intellectual sheath, and the Anandamaya Kosha or the bliss sheath. Physical body is called the Annamaya Kosha or food sheath, is the product of the food which we take. Pranamaya Kosha consists of five organs of actions and five pranas. Manomaya Kosha consists of the five organs of knowledge and the mind. Vijnanamaya Kosha consists of five organs of knowledge and the intellect. The astral body which we described before consists of these three koshas. The Anandamaya Kosha is endowed with three modifications are vrittis, namely Priya, Moda and Pramoda. Priya is the happiness that arises in one by the mere sight of the desired object. Moda is the happiness that one enjoys when he is in possession of the desired object. Pramoda is the happiness which one gets from the actual enjoyment of the desired objects. Causal body consists of this Anandamaya Kosha. Now I will explain to you the three states or the avasthas of the individual. They are the Jagrat of the waking state, Swapna of the dreaming state, Susupti of the deep sleep state.
Jagrat Avastha is the waking state wherein the mind operates along with the senses and gains experiences and knowledge of this world of objects. Svapna Avastha is the dreaming state wherein the mind alone operates independently. The senses are at rest. The mind reproduces the modifications. The experience of the waking state, the mind itself transforms itself into the dreaming objects such as rivers, mountains. Sushupti Avastha in deep sleep is deep sleep state wherein the mind gets merged into its cause, the self. It is at perfect rest in this condition. Beyond these three bodies, beyond these five koshas, there shines the luminous Atman of the self, light of lights, the source of all knowledge, the substratum of all the existing things, the thing in itself, the pure, eternal, everlasting essence, the silent witness of the three states of consciousness. Thou art that immortal essence. Thou art the light of lights. Thou art the real eye, the eye which shines in all beings, which pervades the whole universe. The commonly known eye that everyone is lightly talking about and relishing acutely every moment of his life is not the real eye. This perishable body is not the real eye. You are entirely distinct from the physical body. The senses also are not the real eye. The senses are inert. They have no independent existence. The prana or the vital force also is not the eye. Even when the breath is suspended, the feeling of individuality continues. There is continuity of consciousness. The mind also is not the real eye. It is ever changing. He can control the mind and the thoughts, so the controller is different from the controlled. The controller is the real eye. There is no mind in delirium or coma, yet the individuality remains continuously. Thus, when you analyze by peeling off, as it were, the gross sheets and then the fine, finer and finer sheets, just as you peel off the different layers of the onion, we come to the conclusion that the innermost core of all these is the essential eye. The little eye that was troubling you from time immemorial dwindles to an airy nothing, and we come across the very big infinite eye, which is changeless, deathless, birthless and decayless, which is beyond time, space and causation. Birth and death belongs to the physical body. Hunger and thirst to prana, joy and grief to the mind. But you are entirely distinct from all these. You are the ever pure, immortal, all-pervading, subtle, infinite, Sachidananda, Atma or Brahman. Enquire, discover, recover. Assert, analyze, realize and be free. Anantanarayan, is everything clear to you now? It is no use just knowing these terms. You must constantly reflect and try to find out what your reality is. Oji, where is Satyanarayan? Has he gone to sleep?
No, Swamiji. He has gone out, Swamiji. He was feeling sleepy, Swamiji. He has gone for... Swamiji.
He has gone for Agrihotra. Call in here. Give up this habit of smoking. Resort to spiritual smoking, Vedantic smoking. It will keep you awake, at the same time give you eternal happiness. Use the Vedantic cigarette. Inhale the essence, I am Brahman. Exhale, I am not this perishable body. Again inhale the divine virtues, forgiveness, mercy, pure love, truthfulness. And give out the smoke of hatred, lust and greed. Even from smoking you must learn lessons. You send out puffs of smoke, it disappears in no time. This must remind you that your life in this world is as illusory as smoke itself. Next, reflect. Where has the smoke disappeared? It has only assumed a subtle form, invisible to the physical eyes, but it does exist. So also your Atma, though invisible, is all-pervading and exists in this world like the invisible subtle smoke. What is the end result? Very soon the cigarette is reduced to ashes. This should remind you of the perishable nature of the body. Now it will also be turned into ashes at any moment. Give up this worldly smoking and take to spiritual or Vedantic smoking. Are you awake now or still feeling sleepy? Come on, sit down and hear attentively. Satyajnana. Satyajnana, come here. Who are you?
Who am I, Swamiji? I am Satyagyanam, Swamiji.
Where is Satyagyanam? Tell me. Is your hand or nose or ear?
No, Swamiji. How can it be, Swamiji?
Is your head, legs or the chest Satyagyanam?
No, Swamiji. All these parts put together is Satyagyanam, Swamiji.
Oh, that means you think that your body is Satyagyanam, is it not? If it is so, when you are fast asleep, if someone calls you Satyagyanam, why does not the body reply? This clearly indicates that you are different from this body and the body is only your instrument, is it not so?
Yes, Swamiji. Thank you, Swamiji.
This identification with the body is the cause of bondage. Due to this identification, you superimpose the attribute and qualities of the body to yourself. You think I am Brahmin. I am a rich man. I come from Bhadaparayam. I am a young man. I am old. So give up this identification of this body, which is the root cause of all sufferings. Amaranandji, come here please. Amaranandji, Bhagavan.
Swamiji.
I called you 3-4 times, why did you not answer me? Is there anything wrong with your ears?
No, Swamiji. My ears are all right. I can hear very well. I was absorbed in reading something, Swamiji.
Oh, does it not show? Even if all your senses organs are in perfect order, they stop functioning if the mind is cut off from them. This clearly shows that you are not the sense organs. You are independent of the senses. You use them as an instrument. Therefore, identify not with your senses. You are neither the body nor the senses. Oh, gee, where is Venu today? Did he not come for the satsang?
Yes, Swamiji. No, Swamiji. Hmm? He's sleeping there in the corner.
You are also sleeping, I think. Yes, Swamiji. Oh, gee, you had a nice sound sleep, I think.
Yes, Swamiji. I was not doing well, so I slept off nicely, Swamiji.
How do you know that you had sound sleep?
What, Swamiji? It is my experience.
Till they woke you up, you did not know you were sleeping. Is it not so? Why?
Because my mind was absent during the sleep.
Oh, so this clearly proves that it existed during sleep, even though the mind was absent. Is it not so? Therefore, you are not this mind with its changing moods and desires. All these above practical experience in our daily life clearly prove that we are neither this perishable body with the 6 modifications, nor the senses, nor the mind with its vrittis and desires. Through ignorance, you identify yourself with the body, senses and mind, and mistake them for the real I, which is your pure, all-pervading self-existent, self-luminous and self-contained, which has neither beginning nor middle nor end, which is changeless, which is beyond time, space, causation, which exists in the past, present and the future. This is your real nature, the nature of innermost self. Always remember that you are the immortal, all-pervading soul. How many millions of times you have thought and felt, I am the body. Similarly, you will now have to generate a current of the same identity and assert, I am neither mind nor body, immortal self I am. 10 million times you should assert, but I am all-pervading Atma, negate the body, negate the senses, negate the mind and intellect, negate everything else which is not self.